Sweet.
Tell you what, yesterday I went to Walmart to do some grocery shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Since I got on this health kick lately, I've been buying produce and stuff. When you buy produce, you have to go to the store more often. Did you know that?
If you don't grow it yourself, yeah.
Exactly. And my garden, well...
Didn't turn out well?
Didn't turn out very well this year.
Tomato worms got to you?
Yep. I didn't take my own advice about covering up my tomato plants about a month ago when we had that weird freeze all of a sudden. No.
I'm pretty sure tomatoes weren't supposed to be planted that early.
Yeah, I don't have a garden. Can you tell? So I went to Walmart yesterday, and I get a good space. The key, I hate to give people advice on parking at Walmart because I'm afraid it's going to ruin me. And I'm talking to Walmart in Manhattan. When you pull in to Walmart, if you take, you know, the left at that that stop sign, or there's that stop sign, and you take a right, take an immediate right. Take your first right into the parking lot. So as you're facing Walmart, the far left row always has the closest spots. You don't have to wait for pedestrians. It's golden. That's your Walmart parking tip of the day. Okay?
Okay.
Sadly, though, another warning about that part of the parking lot is there's gum over there. Because yesterday I got out of my car, and I'm all like, I'm going into gum. I stepped right in the gum, okay? And this is like 4 in the afternoon. If you go to Walmart when it's pretty crowded, 4 in the afternoon is pretty crowded. Because everyone at K-State's up by then.
Yep.
You can go shopping. You run into somebody you know. So here I am walking around with gum on my shoe running into people I know. How embarrassing.
Well, they can't see the bottom of your shoe, can they?
Well, thanks to me. Well, I usually walk with my on my heels, so oh. The soles of my feet are exposed. But
so you took your shoes off.
So I had to walk normal. So I get my food and everything. And oh, God, I got in the checkout line behind a woman who apparently had three carts of food, including like three of those 128-ounce jugs of mayonnaise. She had to work for some kind of food kitchen or one of the fraternities or something, a sorority, I don't know. It just binds tons and tons of food. And of course I get like, oh, I'll pull behind her. And like, never get behind someone in line who has even one of those giant things of mayo, because that's trouble. Right?
Yeah.
So I finally buy all my stuff, and I'm getting out of there, walking out of the parking lot. I'm like, yes, that was a successful Walmart trip, even though the checkout line was a little bit long. I'm out of here in a pretty decent time. I knew what I wanted. I had my list, and I got it accomplished. And as I'm walking back out into my car, I step in the same gum again. The same gum. Can you believe it? What are the chances? Have you ever stepped in the same gum twice like that?
Well, did it get stuck to your shoe the first time?
Just a little piece did. This gum was pretty sneaky gum. Like, some got on my shoe and some stayed around for later, you know? So it was like a residual gum trap. I'm sure somebody else fell victim to the gum later on. Yeah.
Hmm.
It was, and come on, I mean, what, do people get out of the car and they have an instant instinct to spit out the gum, you know? Like, what goes on there? What happens?
I don't know. I never spit my gum out, like...
Swallow the gum.
Anywhere people will step on it.
Swallow the gum. That's the key.
That's not good for your stomach, is it?
Oh, that's such a bunch of baloney. It takes 8 years for it to digest. No, it doesn't. It goes through your system just like corn. That's what happens with gum, okay? Okay. It's not like it's waiting around in your stomach. If that were the case, I'd have a big old, big league chew-sized gum wadded up in my stomach, and I wouldn't be able to eat. Not the case.
That's a medical fact.
A bunch of baloney is what I say to that gum myth. So what is more annoying than stepping in gum? I can't think of anything. 539-9750 or 238-0975. You got anything?
That is pretty annoying. I don't know. Off the top of my head, couldn't think of anything.
Stepping in gum is quite annoying. Yes, it is. Good morning. You got something more annoying than stepping in gum for us?
Stepping in dog.
Yeah, I guess that is worse.
Sometimes.
Unless you're into, like, unless it's like a fetish or something that you might have, but...
Yeah, I don't get into scat play, but...
You're not? Okay.
No.
Hey, thanks for calling.
Well, I don't know. Maybe I am. I do take care of little people.
Yeah. Experiment some. Let us know.
I'll do that.
We'll check with you later, right?
Have a good day.
539-9750 or 238-0975. Yeah, I don't know what "we'll check with you later" means, but thanks for the call. And it doesn't have to be limited to things you step in, okay?
Right.
539-9750 or 238 1-800-875-0975 as we talk about things that are more annoying than stepping in gum. Go ahead.
A little chihuahua barking.
A chihuahua bark? Is that a regular problem for you?
Yes.
Wow.
Your next door neighbors and their dog does not shut up.
Do you have easy access to the neighbor's lawn or no?
No, I wish.
So I was going to say, a chihuahua, while loud and annoying for such a small animal, think about how long you could punt one. And
then
there'd be no evidence. You'd be able to kick it across the state line. It'd be pretty impressive. Thanks for calling, man.
Yeah.
See ya.
That's horrible.
I'm just joking, man. Lay off.
I know.
539-9750 or 238-0975. What's more annoying than stepping in gum? These are pretty good examples so far.
Wet socks.
Oh, just putting on wet socks?
No, just wet socks.
Oh, okay. So, like, if you're in snow or rain or whatever, then your socks get wet, and it's just kind of...
Feet in general.
Gross and feet in general?
Yes.
When your feet get wet and cold, it's not fun?
Yeah, well, just feet.
Oh, feet are annoying. So, have you taken a hatchet to yours yet, or are they still attached?
I wish I could.
Do you have stinky feet, ma'am?
No.
You do not?
No.
How do you ensure that?
Because I wash them every day.
With what?
Soap.
That's it?
Yeah.
You don't powder them up or anything with Gold Bond or?
No.
Like that? Okay. Right.
They're not like that.
All right. If you want to come by the studio sometime for a sniff test, we'll give it a shot. But I'll take your word on it for now.
All right.